Why is there a son of Chetzi only by the Yish and not by the Ish? Amalei hachi hashta. Hason itzel v'etshvei l'chazia. Elagadra mi l'chazi l'etshvei. V'ochi kama v'i v'hina l'mitzvah v'i v'nisivna. In the parish of this Gemara, is a big machlekes rishayin. How to be mefarish, what's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the chilek between Ish and Ish? The Gemara says clearly, well, by Ish, he can marry two, and by Isha, she can't. He could. The shayin is, what difference does it make? Lape the psula of chetzi. Why does that make a difference? In Rashi over here, and more lehedi in Rashi in Gittin Men Gimel, which has a similar Gemara, is Mavur Ba'efin Zeh. Rashi Divri Amasul Itzel of Eitrei, Li Nasi Lehem Hi Efsher, Hilkoch Hai Loikidish Ela Palma. Rashi's Mavur, Pshat in the Gemara, is when he says to an Isha Chetzi, he means it literally. He's only being Mekadosh here for the Isha. As that's why there's a Miyad of Chetzi. Masha Engen to the Gavra, Meduyikin Rashi, he's not doing Palka. Aye, he said Chetzi Mekudeshesli. Chetzi doesn't mean half of the body. Chetzi is a way of saying I could marry someone else. As Lefi Zeh, the Chilik is that when you say chetzi to an isha, you mean it literally. You're doing chetzi of the person. And when you say chetzi of the man, you don't mean it literally. You're not doing half of the man. You're doing the whole man. Why does he use the lashon of chetzi? It's just another way of saying, if I want to, I can marry someone else. That's the diak from Rashi. Hilkel chaylei chiddush ela palga. The diak in the Gemara, like Rashi, is because the Gemara says by this, v'hochi komar lo di'iba ina leminza v'achriti. Mashma, we're changing what he's saying. Even though he said chetzi, v'hochi komar lo, he doesn't mean chetzi. He means something else. The Fiza, the Rajba learns this way clearly. Rashi is Meduyik. The Rajba, it's Mamish Mefurish. Zogto Rajba. If the guy would say Lehedya, I mean half of me, it's Eino Mikudash. Because the same way when Mismayit Chatzi Isha, when Mamayit Chatzi Ish, I, Rava says it's Mikudash. The Gemara says because that's only because we assume he doesn't literally mean Chatzi. But if you would get up and say, I literally mean chetzi, I only want to be Mekadosh, you to hear from me, it's Eino Mekudeshes. Thus is the Rajba and the Rashi. In the Rajba, the Rajba is Mavur, that the Ravid is Choylik on this. Chiddush of the Rajba, that if you say Lehedya L'chetzi, it's Eina Mekudeshes. The Ravid Kinira had a Shaila on the Sugya. We said Isha is coming to be Mamayit Chetzi, because Isha is Mashma, the whole thing. As Ish is Mashma, that it's Mamayit Chetzi. Freg the Ravid, Limaskana, that we're saying, if you Makadish Chetzi, it is Makudeshes, as what's the word Ish coming to be Mamayit? Hare Limaskana, if you Makadish to a Chetzi Ish, the halacha is it's Makudeshes. as what's the word ish coming to be mamayit? Bishleim of the word isha is coming to be mamayit. Chetzi isha. But what's the word ish coming to be mamayit? Emvet the rivet. It's coming to be mamayit atzir of chatzi evet v'chetzi ben chayrin. You could have a human being that half of him is an evet, half of him is a ben chayrin, that over there it doesn't work. Zog the Rajba, the way I learned the Gemara, is the Gavaldi. Hare, it's coming to be Mamayat Tzir, where he says, Lehedya, I mean Chetzi. When he says, Lehedya, I mean Chetzi, it doesn't work. As what was the Shail of the Ravid? And he has to answer, it's going by Chetzi Evid, Chetzi Ben Chayrin. And the Ravid is, I, what do you need Ish to be Mamayat Chetzi for? Push it, you need it. And it's here where he says, Lehedya, I want Chetzi. Before in the Ravid is choilik on the Rajba. The Ravid learns that if you say lehedya, I only mean chetzi, it still doesn't work. The shaila is why? Why doesn't it work to feed the Ravid? Why is he choilik on the Rajba? Over here you're saying lehedya chetzi, and the Torah says ish v'loy chetzi. Why shouldn't it work? The MS is a very strong deal like the Ravid, not like the Rashba. Now, Avad, you can't be machriya in a machlekes rishonim with a deal, but you could be medayik. As a chayra, like the Rashba, it comes out that which Rabbi says is sketchy li lechetzi is mekudeshes is not a total statement. It's only in a certain seer. But there is a seer of Hiskachi li lechetzi, which is Eina Mekudeshes. If the guy says, Hiskachi li, and I mean literally chetzi, it's Eina Mekudeshes. According to the Rajba, just when you say Hiskachi li lechetzi, you mean, I don't mean literal. The Lashon of Rava sounds differently. The steam of Rava is mashma. By the man, it always works. By the Isha, it doesn't work. He's machalik. The man works, the lady doesn't work. That's mashma like the Ravid. There's never a tzir by a man that it works. The Fidei Rajba, it's only one specific case where it doesn't work. I think it's a muchach digadig, but a ksas dig. That the compassion of Rav is mashma. There's never a tzir by man of chetzi that doesn't work. He says, it's the steamers of Rav. Okay, that's a little bit of a deal, but let's come to the lomdis. Why taka does the Rashba hold? If you say a man, a mekadesh to half the man, it's mekudeshes. The Torah says ish. Ish is a real man. Half a man is not a man. What's out the Rashba? As the Birchas Shmuel in Siman Zayin says an interesting shot in the Ravid. He says, because what does it mean, you're Makadish Lechetzi? It means literally, you're Makadish to half of him. Kilu, you draw a line in the middle of the person, and you're Makadish half his head, and one arm, one leg, and half the body. That's what it means. Tainezer Bogber, you can't do such a chalois kedushin. There's no such thing. Kedushin is mekudeshes. It's not neat to say it's chal on this part of the guf, not on this part of the guf. Maybe I want to say my nose should be mekudeshes. Maybe I want to say my finger should be mekudeshes. You can't do that. What does that mean? There's no such chalois. Kedushin's to a person. A person is a ganzer mensch. As I was saying, how the Ravid that it's not shayich a musi. Chetzi doesn't mean chetzi of the body, 50% of the man's body. There's no such thing as being makadosh to 50% of your body. There is no such thing. So what does chetzi mean? Chetzi means I'm leaving room for someone else to do a kedusha. That's the pirush of chetzi. And it's actually quite meduyik in Rashi like way. Rashi says, Divrei HaMaskel, Itzel Avei Trei, Hilka Chaylei Kiddush Ela Palga V'chetzia Nisher La'acher. What's the Pirush of V'chetzi? Rashi says V'chetzia Nisher La'acher. The Pirush of half is I'm leaving room for other people. That's the Etzem Pirush of half. A man could always marry someone else. And it's not Shayech Achsar of Chetzi, because he could always marry someone else. By Isha, she can't marry someone else. As if she leaves a Chetzi, it's Achsar. But by a man, he can marry someone else. There's never a problem of Chetzi. The only time it's Shayech Chetzi is Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayin. Because over there, half of him can't do a kedusha. Half of him, it's not toifis kedusha, the chelik of him that's an eved. But in a regular man, you can't say I'm only being mekadesh to a part of me. You have no way you could do such a thing. Who are you a bailam to say which part it's chalom? That's the interesting svar of Rabbi Bel to be masbir the right.
The Gemara is mashma that when it says v'hachikamar, that only when you say v'hachikamar you're saying that. It's mashma that when you say lahedya, that I'm marrying the
whole. What would be the other way of learning v'hachikamar? We'll see. We have to answer. Yes, good. We'll come back to it. Okay. Lefidis or Bogbet, you could come to answer a very interesting question the Amni Maluim asks. The Gemara is handling that you could be Makadish a Chatzi man, and the Gemara is saying, Lefi the Ravid, it works, and Lefi the Rajba, the Gemara had a Havamin, it works. And the Gemara Lamaskana says, it doesn't work. You have to hear this question, it's very creative. If you're only Makadish half of the man, and the Avni Maluim understood it literally, you're Makadish to half his body. She's married to half the guy's body. The other half is not married. As how could he ever be Baal? Half his body is being Baana Eshes Ish. And he's Chayiv Misa. Nahayu. This Isha is Mekudeshes to half of him. As the half of him that's not Mekadesh to Isha is being over an Isser of Eishes Ish. And the Avni Maluim knew you were going to smile when he asked the question. As he says, I have a Mefurish Gemara that there's a problem of Isser Eishes Ish, because the Gemara in Gittin says, if a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Mekadesh in Isha, he's not allowed to be Baalah. Because the Chatzi Eved is not married to her. And there's the Issa of Eishes Ish to the Chatzi Eved. As Taina Davni Maluim on what's this sad? That, and the Ravid holds this way, Lamaisa. If you're Makadish to a Chatzi Ishis Makudeshes, you can't do Bia. Okay, so what do you want to say? The Kedushin of Bichal and you can't do Bia. Bring Davni Maluim, this will be later on. Kedushin Shena Misurim Lubia. Mayavi Kedushin. The Kedushin's not Chal. The Tachlis of Kedushin is to do Bia. You can't do Kedushin with an Isha that's also to do Bia with her. Because the Tachlis, the whole Chalais Kedushin is for Bia. As if she's going to be also in Bia, as the Kedushin's not Chal. Pasfreg Davni Maluim on the right. You could ask the Shaila on the Rajba, what do you need a mead for? Typically it won't be chal. But that's not such a strong question. He asked it on the Ravid. The Ravid literally holds that you're Mekudeshes. Yeah. What's Pshat? Okay. As in the stencil from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim in Shir said over Teretz from Reb El Yubaruch Kamoy. Revel Yubaruch Kamoy is a name. Kamoy is a name. He was the first Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. Not so famous. No one knows that he existed, but he was the founder of Meir, Elie Baruch Kamar. Elie Baruch Finkel says when he went to Panovich and he introduced himself to Reb Shmuel, as Reb Shmuel said, "Oh, Reb Elie Baruch Basroi hat gekumen zu Panovich." Oh, that was Reb Shmuel's mouth. Okay. Reb Elie Baruch Kamar was kilu the Rosh Yeshiva Meir. They were very close friends. Rav Lezer Yudel learned by Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
As he said over from Reb Elie Baruch Kamar, this is the one part we have from the Alter Meir Rosh Yeshiva. We wanted to answer the Avni Meluim Shaila. What did he answer? He said, the Isser of Eishes Ish is Eishes Re'eyu. It's your friend's wife. Over here, it's you. I mean, what's the Isser of Eishes Ish? You're born your friend's wife. This is me. It's half of me, but it's me. You can't say it's Eishes Re'eyu. Azeina Rinami, she's not Mekudeshes to half of him, but she's not Mekudeshes to someone else. The Isser of Eishes Ish is when she's married to someone else. Half of me is me. I, the Avni Balum, brought a raya from a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Choyer. They don't speak it out, Reb Chaim and Reb Elie Baruch. But L'choyra, the Kivun has to be Boif and Zu. A Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Choyer is two different people. He's an Eved, he's a Ben Choyer. He has different halachas. As it's Svei mentioned, as a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Choyer is like you have two people there. You have an Eved person, you have a Ben Chayrindika person. As that's called someone else's husband. But when it's you, just half and half, Nas is the keyboard.
No, I mean, it's not Cypher who said that if you hold the Ishtiyah of the Varavero, so then it will be an assist to the Korean Ishtish if the person sends someone to be brother's own wife.
Yeah, that's totally on different side. It's a nice sushtal, but it's different. I have to see why over there. I don't want to touch it. Yeah. This is a little bit tully. This vote is a little bit better. What's chetzi? As we started off, chetzi means like one side. Yeah, yesh l'stapik, do you go from the head and you go straight down? Maybe you cut off half this way. Yesh l'stapik, what's had a chetzi? L'chayra, this word is a little bit better. Chetzi doesn't mean a side. Chetzi means a part of him. Every part of him a chetzi. Doesn't mean kilo literally. Okay, if it helps you to understand it, good. If you understand it good without it, gamzu l'tayi. Meaning, chetzi eved doesn't mean the eved is the left hand and the ben chayrin is the right hand. It means in every part of him, half belongs to the other. Because then it's much easier to hear that there's two people there. The other way is what? His left hand is one person, his right hand is a different person. No, it means that there's kilu two identities in one person. Okay. Okay. If you learn like Rav Ber, the whole Shaila of the Avni Meluim doesn't get started. Yeah. Because according to Rav Ber, there never was a Chalois L'chetzia. The Chalois was L'kuloi. The whole Pirish of Chetzi is Shemutah to marry someone else. As the way the Avni Meluim learned the Ravid literally, only half the body is Mekudeshes. As he asks, the other half is with an Eishes Ish. Aber, if you learn like Reb Ber, Avada the Kedushins to the whole person. Aber, what does it mean? Leaving room for someone else. And then the Avni Meluim's Kasha is not Shvet L'choy. Okay, this is a Tifer Nakuda in the Ravid, very deep. let's go break it into parts. Meaning the Ikka Nekuda is the Rashba learns Pshat in the Gemara, which Rashi learns, that he doesn't mean chetzi literally. He means he could marry someone else. If he says chetzi, it doesn't work, the Rashba says, and the Raivid argues on that. That's the Midan, what does the Raivid hold, and what's Bamim Lum Shailah on the right. Okay. That's one way of learning the Gemara. If Nahum wanted a time, the Rambam has a different mahalach in the Gemara. The chilek between the man and the lady is not like the Rashba and Rashi, that it's totally what you're thinking, what you mean when you say it. When you say it to a man, you don't mean it literally. When you say it to an isha, you mean chetzi literally. No, that's not the chilek. The Rambam in Hilchus Ishas Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. The Rambam says like this. Is there a noshim over there in the back? Here's one. Okay. Lefi the way Rashi and the Rashba learns, that which the Gemara says, Itzilavei Trei Chazi, is coming to explain what he means when he's saying it. In one, he means Chetzi literally, in one, he doesn't mean Chetzi literally. What's the Chsarn of Chetzi? That's a Chsarn Bifnei Asher. The Rambam is Meduyik not that way. The Rambam is Meduyik. The chsarin of chetzi is of the Rambam, because if you're saying chetzi, it means you letting the isha marry someone else, and that's a shayer b'kinyanai, and that passes the kinyan. The hainu, the psul of chetzi, is not because you only did half the body, and you got to do the whole body. No, that's not the chsarin of chetzi. The Rambam says the chsarn of chetzi is because chetzi means I'm letting you to get married to someone else. And by Isha, if you let her get married to someone else, that's not a proper kedushin. Kedushin means you're asul lekuli alma and you're married to me. You're miuchedesli. You're only mine. If you can marry someone else, you're not married to me. As that's the problem of chetzi kedusha. That psul is not shayach by an ish, because an ish inherently can marry someone else.
Refers saying this in the Rashba, or because it doesn't sound like
no. This is the Rambam. He was saying Klap is the right that you mean. But over here we're in the Rambam. Let's go slowly. One second, we'll talk about it. Let's absorb the Rambam, then we'll talk the other sheet.
What's the issue on Amar Beis with Shnei Chetzeach
and Kedash
Asli?
We'll see.
There's no
Shira on the Beis. We'll see. Chaim explains, we'll see. Okay. As Lafi said, this is a whole new uptouch. As when the Gemara is saying it's a levei trei loy chazi and gavra levei trei chazi, the Gemara is not explaining what the guy is saying. Tishma hate it. The Gemara is not explaining what the guy means to say. It's not teaching what his kavana, what his words mean. It's teaching us when the Torah said the mir of chatzi isha, what's the gedder of the mir of chatzi isha? That's the ikar chiddush. The gather of the mir of chatzi isha is because the Torah said that a isha can't marry two people. As chetzi isha means you're leaving here to get married to someone else. Das ist nicht marriage. Das ist shaya b'kinyonoi. Das ist a chetzi kedushin. It's felt in the mahus kedushin. But by a ish, when you say I'm doing a chetzi kedushin, I'm letting myself get married to someone else. Das is okay. A man can marry more than one wife. One wife cannot marry more than one man. A man can't marry more than one lady. Das is the chesaron. As when do we darshan the meat of chetzi by the isha? Because the isha there's a psul of chetzi. But by the man there's no psul of chetzi. Because the man could marry someone else. As lafiza, when the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is not explaining what he means. The Gemara explaining what the Torah is saying in the fancy. The Gemara says, Vahochi Kamar, what he asked. The Fida Rambam, the Pshad in Vahochi Kamar is Vahochi Kamar HaTorah. When the Torah says Chetzi, Vahochi Kamar. The Torah saying Chetzi is saying there's a psul of letting an Isha marry someone else. Kach is meduyik in the Rambam, that the Rambam brings it as an explanation of the psul, not as an explanation of what they're saying. That was its edel diyuk. That was one diyuk of Ubno. That's how the Rambam reads the Gemara, as it's gar amapecha. Yeah. That's step one. Step number two, the Rambam continues. And Mo'od Yitachin, this continuation of the Rambam is only Lishitasa. The Rambam continues and he says, V'cheinim omar harei mekudeshes liu lezeh einu mekudeshes. Not only if you say to an Isha, your chetzi mekudeshes li your einu mekudeshes, if you add, you're Makadish to me and my friend. You were roommates, you were very close, and she's Makim for both of you. Hare Mekudeshes, li ulechaveh. Eina Mekudeshes. Zog the Magid Mishnah, where did the Rambam see it? In our Gemara. The Gemara says, Chetzi Mekudeshes li is not Mekudeshes. As this is another seer of Chetzi Mekudeshes li. Li ulechaveh. The Avni Meluah in Tzimin Chav Ches, where this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Avni Meluah shries on the Rambam. He doesn't understand. Over there, in that seer, your Mekadisher Legamri for you, and your Mekadisher Legamri for your friend. As what Sheiches does it have to Chetzi? Chetzi is when you're saying your Mekadish Chatzi Isha. Over here, you're not saying you're Makadish Chatzi Isha. You're saying you're Makadish or Legamri for you, and you're Makadish or Legamri for your friend. That's what's the problem? Are you going to say, what do you mean she's an Erva? There's no Tvisa solution. That's only if you do it B'Zeach HaZeh. Aber B'Basachas, why not? But B'Basachas, he's saying, I'm Makadish you to the both of us. As he dances, kol sheinu b'zeach hazeh, b'basach haseinu, ikach his davni meluim, he dances. Tain his davni meluim, I don't understand, what's the Rambam Sush telling this to the Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about something totally different. Our Gemara, and the davni meluim speaks it out, that's the beauty, he speaks it out like Rashi. Our Gemara is talking about where you're Makadish half a body. Over here he's Makadish the whole body. Just he was Makadish for him and his friend. Mashaychis. Thus shries the Avni Meluim on the Magid Mishnah that says the Rambam got it from the Gemara. And that's the flow through of the Rambam, because when he brings our Gemara, he adds the seer. It's much more like the Magid Mishnah. He's learning it from the Gemara. Ablafirim Nochon is das Gevaldik. The seer of Mekadesh Bechetzoy doesn't mean I'm Mekadesh half a body. Mekadesh Bechetzoy means I'm leaving room for someone else.
As if you say I'm a kaddish to me and my friend, that's inherently saying you're only doing here for kedushin because you're leaving room for someone else. As that's mamish al gemar. As lefi zeh, we have a yisoidus diga machlekes. Vos is the pirish of chetzei. Does chetzei means half the body? Or does chetzei mean leaving room for someone else? The Rambam learns chetzei means any time you're saying someone else, does it's chetzei. The Rambam clears through to another seer. Okay, this is the two ways of learning the Gemara. Oh, as it comes out, we have two ways of learning the Gemara. We have one way of learning the Gemara. Chetzi is literal, the body. Chetzi body. When a man says to an Isha, Chetzi, he means half her body. That doesn't work, because you have to be Mekadosh a Isha. You can't be Mekadosh a Chetzi Isha. Chetzi Isha is not an Isha. Mekadosh half the body, that's not a person. That's the Mi'at, the Fi Rashi. Why does Chetzi Ish work? Because he doesn't mean half his body. He means he wants to get married to someone else. Thus is Lefi Rashi, thus is Lefi the Rajba. Abelu Yeh, he would say, I'm Makadish to half my body. It wouldn't work. That's the Rajba. The Rambam learns, the Pirish of Makadish Lechetzi doesn't mean half the body. The Pirish of Makadish Lechetzi means you can marry someone else. And that doesn't work by an Ish, and it works by an Ish. Okay. My nafgamina, the Hemshech of the Rambam. But there's another interesting nafgamina. Freg the Ritva, what do we say according to Rashi? When he says that he's Makadish Chetziyai, what is he really saying? He's saying, I want to get married to someone else. Why does he have to say it? He's allowed to get married to someone else. What's he telling the Isha that? It's obvious. He's allowed to marry someone else. Now this is all going before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom was a goyin that was after the times of the Gemara. He made a chayim, you're not allowed to marry. A man is not allowed to marry two wives. In the times of the Gemara, Chazal, Tanakh, you're allowed to marry two wives. As was, he has to go and to give her a speech. I'm marrying you, and I'm leaving room for me to marry someone else. What is he saying it for? It has no meaning. Of course he could marry someone else. Thus frekt the Ritva. Dine, what's Rashi saying? Why is he saying chetzioi? He doesn't mean chetzioi. He means he can marry someone else. Why are we saying that's what he means? He doesn't have to say it. He could do it. Zok the Ritva teret. We're talking about a guy that he doesn't have enough money to marry to. The Gemara in Yevamos says you're only allowed to marry two wives if you have enough money to support both of them. If you don't have enough money to support both of them, you can't. As we're talking about a guy that doesn't have enough money to support both of them, as this lady thinks she's safe. This guy's not marrying anyone else because he's got no money. That's what he's telling her. No, you should know my plans are I'm gonna marry someone else. That's what he's saying. Those are the kasha, the ritva, and the teretz of the ritva. Lefi the Rambam, the kasha is not shver. The kasha is only shver lefi Rashi. L'choy. Lefi Rashi, what's pshat in the Gemara? We're touching up. He doesn't mean chetzi, he means something else. Frek the Ritva, how could you say he means something else? It doesn't make sense, that's what he's saying. Ogur, Lefi the Rambam, the Pirish of chetzi means inherently you're marrying someone else. That's the Pirish of chetzi. It's not because we're up touching different than what it sounds like, that's what it means. That's the Webster Dictionary Pirish of the word. That's the Art Scroll Gemara, what the Pirish of Chetzi is. As you can't ask me, why is he saying it? Akasha from Maisa, that's what he said. According to Rashi, where Kilu, it's a Pshetel. Even though he said Chetzi, he doesn't mean literally Chetzi. He means something else. It's like the ritual. Why are we saying that? We have a Raya, he doesn't mean something else. Abu Lefi the Rambam, chetzi means that. Nos is the... Okay, so those are the two ways of learning, Tifa ways of learning, Tifa Nafkaminas. What's the Chsarin of Kedushin? That's Chedek Aleph of the Sukkah. Okay, let's move on. Frag the Gemara a question. Frag the Gemara. Amalei Mazut Jabreker and Mari Leravina. And if Shalah Kedushin Bekula, Mila Tanya, Amaragla Shalze Oila, Te Kula Oila. Frag the Gemara, you should say his pashlus. The halacha is when you makadish the regel of a behemah. His pashlus, the whole behemah has kedusha sagov. You could bring it as a carbon. As when you makadish a chatzi isha, we should say his pashtos. It's nispashit bekulay. This Gemara sounds like that chetzi meant literally, like the leg. Yeah, that's what we're comparing to, but not a right. Oh, that's what the Gemara is. Freg the makne, a bomba shayla on the Gemara. Bishlema by hegdish. The halacha is you can be makadish a whole behema. Or you could be mekadesh a regular behema. The Torah didn't say you have to make hegdish on a whole behema. You can be mekadesh a regular behema. You could be mekadesh a part of a behema. As I say, if you mekadesh a part, it's chal, and you say it's mashtus. Abaye isha, the Torah said a miut isha v'lo chatzi isha. You can't make a kedushin on a chelek. As how is it shayich his pashtos? Hare, he was never chal in the first place to be his pashtos. What does his pashtos mean? It's chal, and then it spreads. It's contagious. It shoots out. Ah, kedusha. Shoots out. Ah. Bishlam, if it was chal in the first place, it could shoot out. His pashtos. Ababaye Chatzi Isha, there's a miyid that it's not chal on a chelek. As it wasn't chal to be nispashit. Das frek the makna. As Kapshuta, a very nice, simple, basic. Zog the Birchus Shmuel in Siman Zayin at Tosefes. Zog tell that yesh l'stapik. What's the chsarin of chatzi isha? Is the chsarin of chatzi isha a chsarin in the chalois, or is the chsarin of chatzi isha a chsarin in the maisa? He says the shaila of the makne is not shver if it's a shayla on the chalos. If it's a chsarin in the chalos. Why? Zogreb chayim gor interesat. Kilu, the makne may be understood that what's his pashnis? It's chal on the leg, and then afterwards it shoots out. Zogreb chayim, his pashtis doesn't take time. It's not like it's chal for a second on the leg and a second later it shoots out. Ruchnius doesn't take time. When it's chal meikara, it's chal the whole thing. As dosesh nishchetzi. If Ruchnius took time, there's a second, it's just the leg, and then it shoots out, Frek the Makna, Bomba Kasha. Ah, there's a son of Chatzi Isha, never fell on the leg. Oh, but the Shaila is, if there's a din of his pashtus, that means it's not, it's Chal on the leg, and a second later, it shoots out to the rest. It means Meikar, it's Chal the whole thing. As it was never a Chatzi. What's break the magnus? Don't meet of chetzi. If there's a din of his pashtus, it's not chetzi. When you say chetzi, what's chal? Kuloi. As you didn't do a kedushin, you didn't do a chetzi. You did the whole thing. Saying a little bit is kilu. The whole thing is going to be chal. As that would be an easy way to get out of the shayla of the mat. Abasagrib chayim, avaraya, not that way. Avaraya, the chsarn of chetzi, is in the maisa, not in the chalais. Why? Because the Gemara later on Zayin on the Beis, says, if you makadish tei chetziyech bepruta mahu. The Gemara has a tzad, there's a chsarn of makadish lechatzoyin. I over there, I'm being makadish the whole you. I'm doing it half and half. But at the end of the day, the chalais is chal on the whole you. As how is it shaykh chsarn of chetzi? Muchach in the Gemara, the chsarn of chetzi is not a chsarn in the chalais, it's a chsarn in the maisa. Now we understand the shayla of the matne, that if chetzi is a chsarn in the maise, as how does it help his pashtus? His pashtus is in the chalois, the maise is still a maise on chetzi. As Reb Chaim Kilu is masber the shayla of the matne. Now if you look in the words of the matne, we're not totally convinced that the matne meant everything Reb Chaim said. But that's the way Reb Chaim explains the shayla of the matne. Okay, as we left off with the shayla, that's the second chelik of the sukkah, his pashtus. The big shayla is pashtus is a din in hegdish. What does it have to do with kedushin? As the Rishayim say, that because Kedushin is a form of Hekdish. As over here you see that it's not just expression, Kedushin is a form of Hekdish. You see a mamish has Dine Hekdish. Needs a beer, as Hashem. Then tomorrow we'll be mashlim the sugi of Das Acheres Magne. When there's a Das Acheres, which is Makeves, you don't say it's Pashkes. I will ask the Olam tomorrow, you don't have to do the hard tesis on Zion of the place. The Kachim Beginian. As the Olam should stick to the sugi of his Pashkes, to see the Birch Shmuel inside, to look at the glory, to learn the Taisis with the Kovitch Yurim, and then to learn the Sugya of Das Acheres, to learn the Taisis Rid inside. And the Inyani Kachim, not to touch on yet. It's the big Taisis on the base, don't stop. It's just going to get you confused. Stay just on these Nakutas, there's a lot going on.